Well, the main thing I want them to see is the devastation that was left behind by the flooding and talk to the people. I mean, the people of Bridge Street, there's a close community down there, and I mean, what happened should never have happened. So this is the first step now, trying to get this resolved that it'll never happen again. So hopefully with him coming now and his team, that they'll be fit to see where we need to change things and what work needs to be done to never let this happen again.
Timely enough too, in the aftermath of the most recent storm, Storm Dara, I'm sure residents and business owners in and around Killybegs were very frightened over the weekend.
Oh, they were, surely. I mean, some of them didn't even sleep. But in fairness too to the minister, I must say, on Friday evening, he rang more times to make sure that everything was there, sandbags, and he even wanted a big water pump there, and that was put there late on Friday evening to show that if anything did go wrong, we had kind of a plan B. But thankfully we didn't need it. There was no wild surge of water this time, but I mean, going forward, we have to try and get something there that this will never happen again.
And I know that the humanitarian assistance scheme had been due to be activated for people to avail of. Have people been able to access that?
Well, I think they have. There's a committee set up there now in Bridge Street, and I must say they're very active, and they're on the phone every day. So I'm nearly assured that everything that can be done at the moment's being done. And I mean, with the minister there the day, they can ask then what other funds is available to try and get the premises up and running again. You know?